This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I recognized a long time ago this was a military brainwashing attack. We have the WikiLeaks. We know that's a fact now. I studied history. It was very clear. And because we are recognizing the enemy for what it is, we have a good chance of winning. Paul Watson is going to be hosting today, Hot David Knight. And so he's coming up at about 10:15 after. Margaret Howe is here with us. We also have Joe Biggs. A lot of calls to get to. A lot happening. A lot of history unfolding. We didn't even get to a lot of the stories you guys have, like Ron Paul warning of a false flag. We'll go to some calls in a moment. But Ron Paul warning of a false flag to get Trump into a war. I think that's a really prescient warning. Margaret?
Well, he points out that the neocons, they were talking about war before 9/11 happened. Conveniently, on mainstream media, they were going on and talking about, things that would get us into war, frankly. And this article, we've got it up on our website. It was written by Steve Watson, and it highlights the fact that we could see another false flag. You know, I love Dr. Paul. I really respect him. He put together that amazing fake news list. He's always right on cue. And for him to come out and say this, I'm just hoping that doesn't happen, but it's unbelievable. We've got the shadow government that's still very much intact in Washington, and we could see something like this happen. What do you think?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, who was it that came out with, or was it one of the WikiLeaks where they talked about there was a an actual shadow government that was operating on the seventh floor that was making all these secret deals? That they were the ones.
Well, they call it seventh floor.
Yeah.
They go, as you know, Bilderberg, shadow government, you know, seventh floor. They're like, what? What? Even their own men's like, there's a something shadow? What?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a possibility. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, they're desperate. They're trying to do whatever they can to somehow.
Oh, no, I agree with Paul. They're going to try something in the next 56 days. Mm-hmm. They're not going to just let this happen. I mean, they're arrogant.
But think about this. This is happening right when the military is all of a sudden saying, well, due to domestic terror threats.
By the way, Obama's ordered the drones to stand down.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, folks, we just got a bat emergency message from Roger Stone. Yes, get him on right now. I don't want to cut into Paul's time. It's hard to get him to even host one day. But Paul should be hosting like 2-3 days a week. He's so damn popular. But he does a great job. Paul's coming up. But Roger Stone has some breaking news. He never does this, so it must be big. Let's get Stone on right now. Go ahead and call Stone right now. We'll take a few more calls here. Eddie in Arizona, anything else?
Yeah, bro. I just wanted to say, I'm telling you, we need Melly Reeder with the InfoWars flag there in D.C. asking important questions. I think she can do 15 minutes of content a day. You got Margaret Howe. She's good for half-hour content a day. You got Joe Biggs. He's good for a half-hour. Paul Joseph.
No, I agree. All of it costs money. Look, you buy the products. We deliver on every front. You buy products. You support us. You'll see more people, more correspondence, more defeats of the globalists, more victory. Dollar signs mean victory. I need your prayers. I need you to spread our material. I need you to buy our products. That's all I'm asking for, brother.
I've done it for years. I've been a longtime InfoWars Prison Planet TV member. I ordered 3 Hillary for Prison shirts, gave 2 away as gifts. Everyone needs to get off their butts and support it. Everyone needs a shortwave solar-powered radio. Every person in America needs one. Alex sells them. Everybody, Anthroplex, should be pole vaulting out of bed, guys. Everybody needs these products. You guys got to get up and do it, make it happen. We're on the edge of making it happen. That's it.
Have we not? So when folks buy the products, the money, like 95% of it, will go to the war. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, you energize us. This is one place you know. You buy something, it goes into direct energy into a fight against the globalist. I mean, I'm so committed, I'll give my blood to this fight. Go ahead, any other points? He hung up. Well, you heard him. He said Anthroplex, pole vaulting out of bed. What does that mean? All right, stay with us, guys. We're going to come back after break, right after this quick break. We've had a lot of crazy computer stuff going on at GCN today. GCN, I think it's GCN, it's a new computer. They seem to be in their own little world up there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists are now facing Americana Steel. Paul Watson, we're having Skype trouble with from England, will be on in the next 5-10 minutes. But it's perfect timing because Roger Stone never calls in, hardly ever, and says, oh, emergency, I want to come on air and talk about breaking news. Let me guess, I bet it's dealing with Conway announcing that Trump won't go after Hillary. Well, it's not Trump's job to go after Hillary. It'll be the Attorney General. And I would think Jeff Sessions being chosen for the nomination for confirmation in the Senate as the Attorney General would be a major signal that justice is being done. But we'll find out right now. It was over a week ago. I learned from sources. I talked to Stone. He heard the same thing, that Chelsea Clinton was contacting Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter, and saying, please don't go after my mommy and my daddy. We're going to find out right now from Roger Stone. Roger Stone, what's the breaking news?
Well, I am somewhat stunned, and I'm hopeful, like Alex, as so many other supporters of Donald Trump are, that Ms. Conway is somehow incorrect. I think you're exactly right that this is not a question immediately for the president. It's a question for the grand jury. And that the either we are a nation of laws or we are a nation of men. Now, we were told over and over again during Watergate that no person was above the law. In all honesty, the criminality of the Clintons is such that we don't even have a full catalog of the crimes for which they could be.
It dwarfs Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Correct. The assertion by FBI Director Comey that the 650,000 emails controls no contains no damning evidence against the Clintons is false. NYPD was pressured to go along with that narrative, lest justice indict a number of officers in the Eric Garner controversy. So NYPD was blackmailed through Election Day because they've seen the emails and they know otherwise. So I think that a special prosecutor, someone of true independence, has to look at the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton email scandal so far, the 650,000 Wiener Puma treasure trove of emails to determine whether some charges should be brought against Hillary or Bill or Chelsea or Podesta or many of their co-conspirators.
And I personally just think
I am hopeful that this doesn't reflect the president's view. Now, I'm going to post a petition at stonecoldtruth.com to President-elect Trump, to Jeff Sessions, who, although I have some disagreements with him on marijuana policy and drug law reform, nonetheless, I think is a solid, law and order patriot and a guy who has had the courage to be there for Donald Trump, unlike, say, Mitt Romney, kind of a almost insulting boarding party. Romney, a man who called Donald Trump a con man, a fraud. It's not just, respectful disagreement or Donald isn't really qualified. It's not even opposition. It was needlessly personal, and obviously turns out to be wrong. Isn't it ironic? Mitt struggled in Ohio. Trump carried Ohio easily. I don't know if we have an audio issue here.
Yeah, we have his mic on, guys. Can you hear Joe Biggs?
I'm sorry, I could not.
I said the look on Mitt Romney's face when he came out of that meeting with Trump, it was like a son who's done something bad and his dad just spanked him. He came out and kind of had his face down and he had this smirk on his face and quickly went to the vehicle. And I was like, what the hell just happened?
Let me raise this, and then we're going to get Stone back on, obviously, special reports over the holiday at InfoWars.com. But what do you make of him reportedly bringing in the MSM and saying, I hate you, you're traitors, you're liars, you're scum? I think it's important to degrade them and let everybody know this isn't real media and not just acquiesce to the same old game where they run the show.
I'm in total agreement. Look, somewhere Dick Nixon is smiling. Trump brings in the mainstream media who maligned him, who lied about him, who battered him day in, day out with half-truths, with falsehoods. The New York Times, on the day after his election, said that he ran a campaign where he actively disparaged black people, gay people, and so on. No, he did not. Nor did he disparage Arabs. He did not. Those are falsehoods. And so he is absolutely right. CNN became a veritable arm of the Clinton campaign. The mainstream media, who at least in the 60s and 70s pretended some objectivity, were hysterical in their desire to defeat Trump. If you figure that Soros and his other left-wing associates spent let's call it $1.5 billion, $500 million to the quasi-criminal activities of David Brock, $500 million in the hands of a man who admire, you know, who Joseph Goebbels would be proud of, in their effort to attack you, me, as all proven by the WikiLeaks and by proven by James O'Keefe, I guess because we're MVPs. So it is extraordinary that if you add the value of the CNN assault on Trump, let's call that $2 billion of advertising, and the fact that Trump and his patriotic supporters probably raised and spent $270 million.
It's the greatest David versus Goliath story in history. And I've got a lot to say. If you want to continue taping, I can get Paul Watson in here. We can connect in 10 minutes. I can interview you for the nightly news. So much unfolding. But StoneColdTruth.com, thank you so much, Roger Stone, for joining us. Paul Watson is taking over. Let me talk to you during the break.
I mean, Alex, I think this is a crucial moment. We have to demand justice for Hillary Clinton. That's why the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirt is so crucial.
It's coming out next week.
I salute your entire staff. Alex, you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Well, let me just say, Florida looks awesome right now. I wish I was there.
Well, I'm in the bunker preparing my book. I will be publishing a book called The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. That will be in bookstores on Inauguration Day. It's a Herculean task.
I know, Herculean, cleaning out the stables. I look forward. Stay there. We're about to go to break. I'm turning over to Watson. Let me talk to you real quick because there's more you have to say. I want to tape it and put it out for the Nightly News tonight. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. You guys are awesome. Nightly News coming up. We'll take some more stuff with all this great news you wanted to cover as well. A lot of things happening. But let's let him take over. We'll skip this network break so we get some more time. Paul Joseph Watson from London, we have you. Please take over.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Yeah, we'll stick on the subject of Trump's announcement, or at least Kellyanne Conway's announcement, that there won't be a special prosecution, at least at this time, of Hillary Clinton. It's interesting on the one hand because, of course, you've got a lot of anger over this. You only need to look at the comments on Infowars.com to see that. And so we're not downplaying that anger. One thing I did notice before I go into the main meat of this issue is that the first media outlet to criticize Trump over this was Breitbart.com. Now, you've had the leftist media for the past 2 weeks whining and wailing about how now the alt-right is now in control of everything. And
sure,
that
they say it's state-run media.
Yeah, they're saying it's state-run media, and the very first outlet to criticize Trump is Breitbart.com, so that goes out the window. And Bill Mitchell, who's been on this show, obviously he was proven completely correct in saying the polls were rigged. He's got a lot of political capital after that. He basically says that this is Trump playing the long game, that this is a pardon blocker. So if Trump had gone after Hillary even before he became president, that would give Barack Obama the excuse to claim that there was a witch hunt against Hillary.
Yeah, that's the calculus I see.
Yeah, and that would have given him the excuse, the justification to pardon Hillary Clinton. So, you know, Mitchell makes the point that Obama's manipulation of the FBI and the Attorney General was part of why people voted for Trump, right? They wanted that swamp drained, so they don't want Trump interfering politically in those areas. So, you know, Bill Mitchell thinks they're playing the long game, that the AG Sessions is going to come out with the FBI a couple of months into a Trump administration.
No, I agree. If Trump goes after him now, they'll try to block Sessions even harder.
Yeah, so as we know, Alex, he's being presidential. He has to wait until, what is it, January 19th, until he can really start to get his teeth sunk into these issues. I understand the anger, but then you look at TPP, he's already pulling you out of that. You look at the wall, which for weeks people said, for months, people said, oh, he's never going to build the wall. Glenn Beck, Trump is never going to build the wall. I'll apologize if he builds the wall. LA Times, all the rest of them are in the article. Now there's this screenshot, this photograph taken of Trump meeting with his Homeland Security expert, and what does it say? 2,000 miles, build the wall rapidly. So he's fulfilled his promise on TPP, looks like he's going to do it on the wall, so just have a little patience. I mean, I understand the anger, but you can see what Trump's doing. He's trying to be presidential. He's trying to not give Obama that excuse to claim there's a witch hunt against Hillary and to give her that presidential pardon. So, you know, we'll wait and see what unfolds after that.
So it's all yours, Watson.
Let's continue with the news here. Thanks, Alex. Now, what I wanted to talk about is Twitter, first off, because, of course, we've had this mass purge of so-called alt-right accounts over the past 2 weeks. Of course, they left it far too late because it was after the election. Now, what's interesting is there's a convicted paedophile who was convicted 3 years ago in the United Kingdom called Ian Watkins. Now, this was a former lead singer, I believe, the frontman of a band called The Lost Prophets. Absolutely harrowing case where he raped a baby. I mean, it's difficult to even read about the details of this case. I'll read it from the NME article. The Twitter account of ex-Lost Prophets frontman and convicted paedophile Ian Watkins has recently become active again, despite the singer being in jail. Singer Watkins was jailed in December 2013 for 29 years plus 6 years on license for a serious string of child sex offences, including the attempted rape of a baby. So you've got a convicted paedophile who attempted to rape a baby, whose Twitter account has not only been active for the past 3 years, it's been verified for the past 3 years. He started tweeting, or somebody started tweeting from it, yesterday. And this account is still active on Twitter. People say, oh yeah, Twitter's a private company, it can ban who it likes, it can keep who it likes. So it's keeping a convicted paedophile.
There is a red carpet for jihadis and pedophiles.
Yeah, while banning Milo for criticizing Ghostbusters, while banning people for having different opinions, while verifying the Muslim Brotherhood. This is another article out of Heat Street. Twitter verifies Muslim Brotherhood's account despite pledges to curb hate speech. This is a group that has not only been linked with, but outright endorses violent terror attacks. So people have said all along, well, they don't ban ISIS accounts. Well, there are too many ISIS accounts to ban them all. It's like whack-a-mole, they keep popping up. Okay, they verified the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, that's an application process where somebody, an individual within Twitter, has to make the judgment call on whether to verify the Muslim Brotherhood. What's verification? Well, not only do you get a little blue tick next to the account name, but this verifies your account as an official account. It allows you access to features which normal Twitter users don't have, and it results in your content becoming extremely more widespread. So Twitter, in verifying the Muslim Brotherhood, is directly contributing to the spread of violent, terrorist, Islamist propaganda.
Well, they funded the whole Arab Spring, why not?
Exactly. And again, you know, Saudi Arabia keeps buying more and more stock in Twitter. They're banning Milo for criticizing Ghostbusters. They're banning alt-right people. This paedophile, convicted 3 years ago, still has a Twitter account. I mean, I'm getting emails, I'm getting messages. You've all heard about Pizzagate. I mean, it's still, I think it's a kind of mass hysteria. But now you're getting claims that Twitter is not banning people who are sharing child pornography. Now, I haven't looked into that because when you get messages from people saying, hey, Paul, look at this child pornography scandal, obviously I'm not going to click on those links, okay? The UK government just passed a law where internet service providers keep your internet history and share it with the government as and when they like. But those are the claims circulating today on Twitter. And add to that, a convicted paedophile. Now somebody is tweeting from his account 3 years after he was convicted of molesting children. And that's who Twitter thinks should have free speech. Meanwhile, they're banning people for criticizing Ghostbusters. I mean, it's got to the point now where you disagree with someone, you argue with someone on Twitter, and they treat that as harassment. They will report you for responding to their tweet. They will report you for screenshotting their tweet. In fact, let's take a look at another two examples that just came up within the past 20 minutes. This is a tweet. Morning, everyone, except white people. Have an awesome day. I hope a white person dies today. Now, this is interesting because somebody did a little experiment on Twitter where they took tweets from basically Black Lives Matter people and leftists who hate white people, who are racist against white people. It's not reverse racism, it's just racism.
And don't forget, the mayor of New York came out with a sign that said, F whiteness, and everybody's agreeing, yes, white people are bad.
Yeah, that's racism. That is allowed on Twitter. Somebody took those tweets where it was, you know, anti-white hatred, anti-white racism, replaced white for black. They were immediately banned. Okay, you can't have it both ways. You can't allow flagrant racism against white people and not the other way around. Because, again, this encourages the real white supremacists, the real neo-Nazis. It actively encourages them to harass people, to be more racist. So, again, it's a complete double standard. They're blocking people for their opinions. Meanwhile, verifying the Muslim Brotherhood, an organization that endorses violent terror attacks, allowing people to keep verified accounts who are convicted pedophiles for 3 years. I mean, it's no wonder that Twitter's stock is tanking. It's no wonder that that is a sinking ship and why many other platforms, many other social media platforms like Gap are now coming to prominence, because Twitter has made its decision after the election. I don't expect InfoWars or Alex or myself to be on there for very much longer the way it's going. But, you know, that's just the game. We played it for a while. If they want to become a cesspit for pedophiles and violent Islamists and racists, then that's their business. They're a private company. Good luck to them. Okay, let's move on to some more of this news now. Again, I mentioned this earlier. There was a long-range photo took of Trump meeting with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who is a border security and legal immigration expert. They met on Sunday in New Jersey. Now, some people are saying, was this deliberate? But they took a photograph of Trump and Kobach meeting. He was holding a file of papers in his arms. One of them was visible when you zoomed in on the photograph. This is not fake news. People have come out and said, oh, that's photoshopped. It's not photoshopped. Go and look at the original photo and zoom in. It's very easy. This paper is entitled Department of Homeland Security Kobach Strategic Plan for First 365 Days. And of course, when you zoom in, the paper reads, quote, in addition to 386 miles of existing wall, there is a further 1,989 miles planned for rapid build. Okay, so Trump's taking America out of the TPP, and it looks like, according to this, he's fulfilling his promise on building the wall, confounding left-wing pundits, media outlets who for months have said that it's not going to happen, that it was all hot air. In fact, I quote some of them in the article. Crooks and liars, quote, this is from January. Well, Trump supporters hate to break it to you, but there is not going to be a wall. So again, they claimed that his promise to build a wall was just rhetoric to rally people up, to get people excited at his campaign speeches. TheStreet.com published an article entitled, Here's Why Donald Trump's Mexico Wall Will Never Ever Happen. Glenn Beck, back in May, said this, quote, whether his face was buried in a plate full of Cheetos, I'm not quite sure about that, but he said, one way or another, he's not going to build the wall. And if he does, then I'll apologize to him on that day. But he's not going to build that wall, and Mexico is not going to pay for it. And if he does, I will apologize on that day. That's Glenn Beck. Well, Glenn Beck may be about to eat his words, because according to this document, the wall is getting ready for rapid build to cover the entire 2,000-mile stretch of the border. So we'll wait to see if that happens. CNN, which accuses us of being fake news while itself being fake news and interviewing its own cameramen and pretending they're organic anti-Trump protesters, made an outrageously false claim on Monday afternoon. This is out of the Daily Caller. Surprise! CNN makes a false claim and press picks it up. CNN made a false claim Monday afternoon and various journalists ran wild with it. It all started with a segment on CNN's The Lead, which quoted prominent white nationalist figure Richard Spencer as wondering if Jews were actually people. So basically they got this discussion panel around the talking about the question of whether Richard Spencer, you know, was the head of the alt-right, was linked in with Breitbart, smear, association. And then, of course, it turns out that the quote in which he said that Jews aren't actually people was never made. They completely invented this out of whole cloth. It was a complete...
Paul, I don't mean to interrupt. You're going to break. I'm sure watching you. It's amazing. Bloomberg this weekend put out a fake tweet where Trump bragged, oh, I lied to conservatives, ha, 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 I robbed kids, ha, ha, ha. And then it was all fake. I mean, it's crazy.
No, it was completely made up. He was talking about the left wing and the media. Jews weren't even mentioned, but they had a huge fake story about it. And we'll be back to talk about it after this break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now, this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We're back live with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before the break, we're just getting into CNN fake news, which had a panel discussion about an alt-right founder who questioned if Jews were people. And this was not only a panel discussion. While it was taking place, all these other mainstream media slash fake news reporters were blowing up on Twitter about it, freaking out about it, because this alt-right founder. Now, let's get it clear. This Richard Spencer guy, he's a white nationalist, okay? We're not on the same page as him, which is why the media is really interested in holding him up as a leader of the, quote, alt-right, because he's an actual white nationalist. But this quote, supposedly, in which he said that Jews aren't people, it doesn't exist. You can go to the video of the speech that they're talking about. It's about 40 seconds in. It's in this article. CNN makes a false claim. The press picks it up. He's clearly talking about the media and the left. He doesn't even say anyone's not people. He doesn't even say the word Jews. And yet CNN had a whole segment bashing him about it. Everyone was freaking out on Twitter. It was absolutely ridiculous. So again, CNN, the aficionados of fake news, coming out with fake news once again. This story just broke. Now, I was going to write a story about this because I saw it just before I came on the air. Absolutely shocking. You want to talk about the tolerant left. We had the tweets earlier that I read out. In fact, let's read those again. Every single day, if you go to Twitter and you type in the search box, accept white people in brackets, you will come up with tweets like this. Morning, everyone. Accept white people. Have an awesome day. I hope a white person dies today. Here's another one. As of just a couple of hours ago, another peaceful, anti-racist, progressive. Good morning to everyone, except white people, who say that we have to give Trump a chance and wish him a successful presidency. Please choke. Okay, these are the anti-racist, tolerant liberals. Well, now you have the national editor of Politico, who got up on Facebook yesterday, of course, deleted it immediately when he got some backlash, gave out the address of Richard B. Spencer, the same guy that CNN made up a fake quote about, and basically called on his followers, bearing in mind this is the national editor at Politico, Michael Hirsch, called on his followers to basically go and violently attack someone because of their opinions, because of their beliefs, because again, the left is tolerant and progressive, embraces diversity, except when it comes to diversity of opinion, then they want to beat you to a bloody pulp. So he gives out the address, the home address, doxes Richard B. Spencer, encourages people to go and attack him with baseball bats. This is the national editor of Politico. I was going to write this article because it wasn't up yet, but Daily Caller scooped it. National Politico editor resigns after publishing home addresses of alt-right icon Richard Spencer advocating for baseball bats because he's a peaceful, tolerant liberal. He wants to cave in people's heads with baseball bats because they have a different opinion to him. And that's progressive. National editor at Politico, Michael Hirsch, resigned after publishing the home address of alt-right figurehead Richard Spencer. This is the big boogeyman that say, you know, the media is pinning everything on because he is an actual, basically a neo-Nazi. But still, you don't advocate killing people no matter what political beliefs they hold. That's intolerant. That's wrong. That's not progressive. Politico confirmed his resignation following requests for comment from the Daily Caller. This is his quote. Stop whining about Richard B. Spencer. This is what the national editor of Politico wrote on his own Facebook page. Exercise your rights as decent Americans, Hirsch wrote in a public Facebook post. Here are his two addresses. Now, you go down onto the comments, and I don't think they've got them in this article. In fact, they probably have here. So he gets confronted by one of his followers on Facebook who says, you know, what are you talking about? Why are you giving out his addresses? You want us to send him a letter? Well, no, Michael Hirsch, national editor of Politico, responds in a peaceful, tolerant manner and says this. I wasn't thinking of an effing letter. He lives part of the time next door to me in Arlington. Our grandfathers brought baseball bats to Bund meetings. Want to join me? So he's openly inciting violence using baseball bats against Richard B. Spencer because he thinks he's a neo-Nazi. Now, bear in mind that leftists think that Donald Trump is literally Hitler. This is the hysteria that they're pushing. This is why Trump wears a bulletproof vest. This is why, reportedly, he carries his own gun. This is why he's got his own security, Secret Service security. This is why Trump Tower is on complete lockdown. This is why there's a no-fly zone around Manhattan. Because the mainstream media, the fake news, this is the only thing they actually try to do properly, is incite crazy people to kill Trump, incite crazy people to attack Trump supporters. This is the national editor of Politico magazine encouraging people to take baseball bats to the home address of someone, giving out his address, encouraging people to violently attack him. This is the tolerant left. Meanwhile, the SPLC says that Trump supporters are racist, are violent, are going to commit hate crimes. Meanwhile, this is happening. Hate crimes against Trump supporters over the last 2 weeks. How many times do we have to see this? But again, it's the same as after Brexit. They said, oh, there's all these hate crimes against foreigners. Turned out it was complete BS. It was because butthurt, whiny leftists were reporting hate crimes, which were basically people disagreeing with them and somebody saying a mean thing on public transport. But again, this is out of the American Mirror. Trump supporters' American flag stolen, vandals paint red swastika on front door. A 77-year-old Vietnam War veteran is not going to be intimidated by thugs who spray painted a swastika on his front door and stole an American flag from his yard. This is Thomas Rodkowski of Silver Spring, Maryland, who late last month had his Trump Pence sign stolen from his front lawn, and now they're attacking his property, stealing his American flag, painting Nazi swastikas on his door, because these people are tolerant, peaceful progressives. Here's another one out of EAG. And again, you look at it on the flip side. As we see over and over again, leftists invent fake hate crimes to make themselves look like victims, meanwhile carrying out actual hate crimes against people with whom they disagree, because they're really honest and straight up like that. Bowling Green student lied about attack by Trump supporters. Bowling Green police are exposing Bowling Green State University student Alicia Long as a liar after she allegedly concocted a story about being attacked by Trump supporters the day after his historic election. So again, just like the Muslim who claimed she was attacked, hate crime against her, that proves to be complete BS. Again, Bowling Green police looked into this, found out she wasn't even in the place where she said it happened. She completely made it up. So again, real hate crimes taking place against Trump supporters. You saw the shocking footage out of Chicago about 10 days ago where the Trump supporter was violently beaten, dragged in his vehicle by a mob who were later charged, but not charged with a hate crime. And now we have this. This was up on Infowars.com last night. Not note making fun of butthurt leftists deemed a hate crime. So somebody actually just left a note outside a Office of Student Diversity building at Edgewood College in Madison saying, quote, suck it up, pussies. That's what the note said. They left it in the window of this building. The officials in charge of this organization, this university, immediately treated it as a hate crime, called the Wisconsin police, who were also treating it as a hate crime. Okay, so you look at Wisconsin hate crime law, which relates to race, religion, color, disability, sexual orientation, national origin, or ancestry. So if a crime has been committed and it's motivated by any of those factors, then it's a hate crime. But how is leaving a note, gloating about the result of an election, how is that a crime? Okay, for it to be a hate crime, it has to target people, it has to be motivated by racism, by sexism, by xenophobia, any of those factors, fine. But how is leaving a note, which is a joke, in the window of a building, how is that even a crime to begin with? Yet not only is the university treating it as a hate crime, so are Madison, Wisconsin police. So again, they've been beating up Trump supporters, verbally abusing them, choking them, attacking them. Again, barely even in the media narrative. Nobody covers it. Actual hate crimes against people because of their race, because of their political beliefs. Actual hate crimes taking place. Meanwhile, the left is creating fake hate crimes that never happened and then treating joke notes that are left in windows saying suck it up pussies as hate crimes. This is how the left behaves. This is why Trump got in the first place, because many Americans were sick to the back teeth of these whining cry bullies and their completely hypocritical behavior. And on that very subject, Tim Allen, the actor, the Home Improvement star, has come out and said that Hollywood calls Trump a bully, then bullies anyone who supports Trump. Let's get this clip ready. This is Tim Allen on Megyn Kelly last night, talking about the supreme hypocrisy in Hollywood. Let's go to the clip.
So, Gigi Hadid, right, mocking our next first lady, appropriate or not?
I don't think it's appropriate in that venue. But again, this is a, it's a, I'm not a spokesman for Hollywood. I'm a comedian.
Right.
So I get to tour around the country and I do comedy and I do a show that leans, we have a point of view. I think
your character is a conservative.
Well, a point of view, but it's written by liberals. We have a liberal staff. We have conservative.
That goes without saying. That's redundant.
But we have a sense of humor about ourselves and there's a point of view and there's a place to do it. What I think is, what I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this, it gets a little hypocritical to me, is that you can now bully people, and you're always on the defense with this, but mostly what I'm finding is there's no source material for comedians. Like, if I want to find a joke on the show, we go upriver to find the joke, and there's no, like, he was against homosexuals somehow. And I said,
Donald Trump?
Yeah, whoever said that. And didn't he wave the flag at the convention? Yeah, the LGBT flag. Mm-hmm. And I said that was an unusual.
They've got a beef with Mike Pence on that, but Donald Trump,
But a close associate to him, I don't see it. And so I said, I can't make a joke about it. I feel like we're playing that game I played when I was a kid at telephone. Did you ever play that in high school?
Yeah, of course.
Where you say something at the beginning. And that's what's happening. It's only funny to me because I'm a comedian. I can do this. But it's very difficult in Hollywood to find anybody, any source material that would.
So, again, that's Tim Allen last night on Fox News saying basically, you know, Hollywood said that Trump was a bully, he was hateful, he was a bigot, and yet they behave like hateful, bigoted bullies. And this is why James Wood had to basically give up on his career back a few years ago when he vehemently began to criticize Barack Obama. Because doing that in Hollywood is career suicide, because left-wingers aren't very tolerant people. They're all for diversity until it comes to diversity of opinion. Again, this was out of the Huffington Post. We've talked about this before. This was a quote from Victoria Jackson, a former Saturday Night Live cast member, who said, quote, "In LA, there is a secret underground group of showbiz conservatives. It started with two people in the year 2000. I was at the 5th or 10th meeting, and now there are over 2,000 people." Again, they don't want to lose their career and conservatives are blacklisted. They have to have secret societies of conservatives in Hollywood because liberals are so intolerant that if they get any inkling of somebody with a different opinion, they will shut down their career in an instant. And you see a little bit of that now with Kanye West, who of course has been a little bit crazy for a few years now, but as soon as he comes out against Hillary Clinton, against the left, and against the celebrity elite, represented by Beyonce and Jay-Z, they lock him up in a psych ward. Isn't that interesting? Still trying to get him on the show today. Maybe we can beam that into existence. Let's go on to some other news here in the final few minutes of this segment. Sweden is having to build entire new cities to accommodate the massive influx of Muslim migrants, even as their own population labours under increasing property prices. No property for them, but they're building entire new cities for Muslim immigrants because that's liberal and progressive, even as their rape skyrockets, even as people are being attacked. But, you know, I guess the solution, as they're doing, is to just give ISIS jihadists jobs and put them in the government. Yes, that's actually now happening in Sweden. The Express reports from over in Germany, Germans are strangers in their own country due to Muslim infiltration. A third of Germans feel they are strangers in their own country due to an infiltration by Muslims, a new study has revealed. A new survey found 34.7% of Germans completely or slightly agree with the view, quote, "because of the many Muslims, I sometimes feel like a stranger in my own country." Meanwhile, German court says Islamic Sharia patrol is legal. A German court has thrown out a case against a group of extremist Salafist Sharia police for the second time, claiming they have not broken the law. So again, we had the media lecturing us for the past, what, 5-6 years? Muslim no-go areas don't exist. That's a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, film crews go to these areas and are attacked. We were chased out of one ourselves. Now they're saying that these Muslim Sharia patrols, where they go up to people on the street, groups of Muslims in high-visibility jackets, if they're drinking alcohol, they tell them to stop. If they're holding hands, they tell them to stop. They harass people who they think might be gay. The court in Germany has said that is not illegal. because they were not wearing uniforms that were, quote, suggestively militant. So I guess they have to be wearing, you know, full camo and body armor for that to be intimidating, because it's not intimidating at all, is it, for 6 or 7 Muslim guys in high visibility jackets to come up screaming at people, telling them to stop drinking alcohol, stop holding hands. No, that's not intimidating at all. Okay, that's now legal in Germany. So good luck with that. Angela Merkel seeking a new term. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, over in Airstrip 1, Milo Yiannopoulos has basically been put on a government extremist list for speaking out against Islam. They banned him from giving a speech at his own school after the government's counter-extremism unit intervened. So Milo has been out giving speeches about actual extremism in terms of Islamists. Now, he tries to come back to the UK and give a speech in front of his old school, warning people about the dangers of extremism, and he, as a gay man, is put on an extremist list. Absolutely chilling. This is what Milo said on Facebook, given that he's banned from Twitter. Much more press to come. The government's anti-extremism unit should focus on terrorism, not harassing homosexuals. He calls it chilling. It's caused national astonishment, and it is absolutely disgusting. We'll be back with the final segment on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We are back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, live on this Tuesday edition. Before we get back into a few final news stories, I just wanted to mention, because again, we're not funded by Middle Eastern dictatorships like CNN, we don't have to produce propaganda specials for the Bahraini government while they're beating up protesters on the street. No, we rely on you, our supporters, buying the products. That's all we ask of you. And we have a Black Friday free speech special. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Our flagship Nascent Iodine formula, Survival Shield X2, is available for 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time as part of our Black Friday free speech special. InfoWars and other liberty groups are now being targeted by mainstream media, fake news, controllers, and George Soros-funded attack dogs who are trying to shut down free speech and an open web. That's going on right now on Twitter. Eventually, they're going to cut off that revenue for us, which is why we need your support more than ever. By getting the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine 30% off InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time as part of the Black Friday free speech special. We've also got discounts on other products, BioPCA, as well as the all-new Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com, brand new formula. Get it, support us, get the word out, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's hit a few final news stories here. Of course, in France, we've got a presidential election coming up next year. Fillon, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Fillon lead in right-wing primaries throws far-right Le Pen off balance. They're already announcing the end for Marine Le Pen, and we know how well that worked out with Trump. Francois Fillon's shock lead in Sunday's primary to choose a conservative candidate in the next year's French presidential election has thrown the far-right National Front completely off balance. It's over for Marine Le Pen. The mainstream media fake news has said so, so I guess it must be true, even though they're wrong on everything else. So basically, the guy who looks set to win the conservative candidacy is somebody who is an actual conservative. They're saying they don't have much dirt on him. He's for controlling the threat posed by Islam, which of course is massive in France because they've kowtowed to it for over a decade. He's more conservative than the other challenger, Alain Juppé, whose message is a happy reconciliation of multicultural France, because that's proven really successful, hasn't it, over the past couple of years. So basically they're saying that because this guy is quite conservative, that he will easily defeat Marine Le Pen, which we saw in the Republican primaries with, you know, people like Chris Christie. They had very harsh conservative rhetoric, turned out to be completely worthless. But of course, you have to remember, according to leftist logic, in the US election, not supporting Hillary meant that you hated women. Okay? She had a vagina. She was going to be the first female president. Anyone who opposed that hated women. So by that score, by that logic, everyone who doesn't support Marine Le Pen, because she would be the first female president of France, everyone who doesn't support that hates women. And this is a key message that we need to get out to liberals as we draw closer to this presidential election. France has never had a female president. It's bigoted and sexist to not support Marine Le Pen because she has a vagina. Okay, hashtag I'm with her. Let's get that message out there. There's a new study out of Science Direct which shows that liberals are more prone to criminal behavior. Well, what a surprise. Political ideology represents an imperfect yet important indicator of a host of personality traits and cognitive preferences, one of which includes criminal behavior. We've had the study before where poorer conservatives are more generous than wealthy liberals. Now, a new scientific study finds that liberals are more prone to criminal behavior, which is not a surprise given that they always want to take things away without having earned them. That's going to wrap it up for the show. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.